people, that's your kingdom. That's your kingdom. Part of this kingdom and your tribulation is your being a member of it is the reason of the tribulation. Now, please get this in your mind, if not in your notes. Especially if you come to our study on Wednesday night. Your value, your self-worth has absolutely nothing to do with this world. The thing that causes so many believers to be stressed and depressed are related to the world. My performance, others' opinion of me, Satan's lies. What I have, what I don't have, how I look, how I'm not strong enough, handsome enough, beautiful enough, how this, how that, how I don't make enough money, don't drive the right car, don't live in the right house, I'm too young, I'm too old, I'm too this, I'm too that, I'm too thin, too overweight, all these other things. And people get Christians depressed about it. My marriage is broken up. I'm a total failure. Don't you know in the kingdom there is neither marriage in heaven? Yet we have this whole thing put on Christians in the world that, boy, somehow if you end up in a divorce, you are a second and third class Christian. People, that is wrong. That is evil. That's putting pressure, stress, anxiety. You're Job's three friends. People, we're in a war. We're in a battle. My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting, that I might not be delivered up to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this world, and neither is yours. And therefore, neither is your self-worth, your value, your ideal of yourself has nothing, and I mean that. And that's hard to do in America, especially hard to do in the Metroplex. So get into your mind, my self-worth is not measured by this world. My self-worth is not measured by what others think of me, even other Christians. They crucified and crushed Job. People who live on a performance standard, you're great as long as you perform. Whatever the four may be, one is moral righteousness, one is learning Bible doctrine, one is emotional charismatic experience, one is service. As long as you do well, you praise your performance systems. You walk by faith. Every one of you walk by faith. You know there is no performance system. We're all equal. It all depends on who and what he is. And that's why we can what? We can restore one another, forgive one another, love one another. Because when you live by that kind of faith, it just says, I trust you. I trust you to save me, restore me, bless me. By faith. You have a binding with partakers in that because there's no performance. And somebody fails, there's no problem with it. Why? Because we weren't here on performance basis. You're not moral enough. If you're living in the first one, moral righteousness, and you do something immoral, it's over. You're on a performance standard. Learning Bible, you're not learning enough Bible doctrine. You're not taking it in enough. You're not charismatic enough. You're not doing what? Serving enough. All performance and opinion of others. Satan cuts you right where you want to. You start walking by faith. You're not walking in this kingdom of light. The world can't even understand. So, the world hates you and desires to do what? Bring you down. Control you. The world tries to get you to live by its rules, by the law. And not by the law of Christ or the law of love, but by its laws that it has. Look with me at the Gospel of John 15, please. Gospel of John 15. Verse 18. This is your Savior. If the world hates you,